This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. There is too much television on television, a television network president said recently after expanding his television network to three television networks. But he's right, of course. There's a lot of television on television, too much to watch at all, which we all know. I mean, I love that show on AMC, Turn. It's great. It's about spies and the Revolutionary War. I mean, it's really great, but I haven't seen it, really, not actually seen it, but I have compulsively saved on my DVR a lot of episodes because I'm pretty sure it's great, and I plan at some point, maybe when I'm bedridden with some kind of awful disease, to get all into it, which means I'll just have to push whatever else is there back a bit and get into that a little bit later. And we're calling this moment, with the DVRs almost full and the daily viewing choices overwhelming, peak television, which is sort of like peak oil, the theory that when there's too much of something and it's too easy to get, the price and the value and profit and the businesses built around it will collapse in a giant bust. It's sort of like peak oil in that it signals the end, the irreversible decline of the television business, which is to say the entertainment business in general, since everything is being swallowed up by the TV business. I mean, put it this way, if the movies that end up in the movie theaters are the big ones, the $100 million ones, that means the smaller ones are going to end up on television. And as TV movies and premium cable specials are already crowded there with, well, other television and sports and series and events and premium channel series, and also don't forget that's where those other big expensive movies end up too, and also television is crowded with Netflix and Amazon and Hulu, well, there's just too much to watch. The DVR is filled. There are too many shows. There's not enough time. That's peak TV, just like peak oil. Except we've never really hit that moment of peak oil. I mean, it's always been something people have fretted about and planned for and warned against, but right when the price per barrel hits some whopping number, it collapses back into something not so scary like $57 a barrel. And so maybe, right when everyone is worried about peak television, right when every single media outfit seems to be pumping new scripted content into your television, there's something about to happen that will make it all collapse back into something manageable like, say, a la carte pricing, which allows consumers to buy only those channels they really want, or what some are calling skinny bundles, which is a smaller selection of channels, which is basically the same thing, but with a much more funny name. Or if you're young and really don't remember things like rabbit ears or TV guide covers or dragging a phone into your room and closing the door with a cord underneath it, well, why bother with skinny bundles or any bundles? Why not just cut the cord? Buy what you like. Subscribe to a few services you can watch on your phone and be done with it. The solution to too much television on television is not enough television on television, meaning that television may be entering a boom and bust period, which makes sense after all of those years of stately, regulated, FCC-guided growth. And it also means that television, like its oily cousin, will correct itself. Soon, if the peak TV advocates are right, there will be a sharp cutback in the number of new shows being written, produced, paid for, a sharp cutback in the number of networks suddenly being multiplexed out of themselves, and network presidents being twinned and cloned and replicated all over the place as they have been in the past 5 years. If peak television is really happening, that means the bubble is about to burst, because they can keep making TV shows, but they can't keep making hours in the day to watch them unless we all start watching them during the day when we should be working. And how likely is that? But I guess we could give it a try, right? And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll get all relativity. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.